Jason Vanderweer hosts meetings with 20 truckers at a time in his vehicle.
There's nothing organized about it. It's just a grassroots thing where people are helping people and trying to get change, trying to get freedom.
His truck, now stripped of its tires, it's clear he plans to stay for a while.
I have a boss that's taking care of my wages right now, so I'm actually a paid protester, which is hard to believe. I've never protested anything in my life.
A different story a couple of trucks down for Eddie Dunning, who used to drive across the border. He gave up his livelihood instead of getting vaccinated.
Family's being ripped apart. I got a grandson who's almost two now. I haven't seen him yet. Stuff like that. So.
Why is that?
Vaccine. Because my daughter's a nurse, and I don't want to get vaccinated, and my son-in-law is an idiot.
But many who live and work in the area are not impressed with the show of defiance, bringing the nation's capital to a logjam.
They just go around and around and around, honking their horns. It's been, can't sleep at night. Like, it's nuts.
At night, fireworks, revving engines, and people in the streets keeping residents awake. During the day, keeping them from work.
You know, I understand everybody has their rights and they want to fight for those rights, but I just don't feel that having to wear a mask and some businesses being closed is enough for you to drop your life and move across the country to stand outside in minus 25 for weeks on end, potentially. So it doesn't make sense to me.
Lisa Foreman says this protest feels different.
Like, I'm very grateful I live in a country where you can have freedom of speech and you can have a peaceful protest. It doesn't feel like that right now, and that makes me sad because I don't think it's upholding the values that Canadians hold dear.
Foreman says she hopes this ends peacefully, but that appears less likely each day that goes by.
We don't want to see the military coming in, but at the same time, if they refuse to leave, I'm not sure what the options are.
And you're not going to leave until when?
Until this is over.
What if it's a year?
I'll be here.
What if they come with police and try to get you out with police?
I don't care. I got nothing to lose.